SRN News, I'm John Scott. A new Texas congressional map has been signed into law by Governor Greg Abbott, securing an additional five Republican-leaning U.S. House districts ahead of competitive midterm elections expected in 2026. Abbott's signature marks the culmination of a partisan redistricting debate that has captivated the country's attention and inspired an eye-for-an-eye effort by California Democrats. The big holiday weekend is upon us, but AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says there aren't as many people traveling Labor Day weekend compared to other holiday weekends.
Labor Day weekend, you know, it's the end of summer, and some people may just be ready to get into their fall routines and may not want to travel. Now, what a lot of people do over Labor Day weekend is take a short road trips or maybe even staycations.
Labor Day celebrates the American worker, with a holiday honored on the first Monday of September, this weekend. Israel says bodies of two hostages returned as the military begins a Gaza City offensive. Meanwhile, earlier Friday, Israel declared Gaza's largest city a dangerous combat zone as the army launched the initial stages of a planned offensive. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reports from Jerusalem.
In Gaza City, what we've been hearing from witnesses is that in the past couple of hours, there have been more intense airstrikes. Meanwhile, the Israeli military making this declaration that Gaza City was now a dangerous combat zone and that it was suspending these tactical pauses in fighting that were introduced about a month ago to get more aid in. This all seen as being part of the preparations for a bigger operation to conquer Gaza City.
And stocks are losing ground. The Dow dropping 124 points. The Nasdaq 232 in the red. This is SRN News. Another man is accused of using abortion pills to kill an unborn baby.
Lawmen in Illinois have arrested a 31-year-old man and charged him with slipping the pills into his girlfriend's drink, causing her to have a miscarriage. Despite the fact that Illinois is one of the most liberal states when it comes to abortion, intentional homicide of an unborn child carries a minimum sentence of 20 years in prison. A growing number of similar cases are springing up across the U.S. and in parts of Western Europe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom is under siege in mostly Muslim Malaysia. International Christian Concern reports it's a major problem in the Sabah region, where Muslims have established a kind of de facto Sharia state. ICC says Christian youth are being converted in large numbers through educational initiatives which prioritize Islamic teachings over religious diversity. In Malaysia, 61% of the population is Muslim. This is SRN News. In consumer news, over 700,000 popular pressure washers are being recalled.
Ryobi brand electric pressure washers are sold at retailers like Home Depot. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says in certain models, a capacitor can overheat and burst, causing parts to be forcefully ejected. There have been 41 reports of explosions that resulted in 32 injuries and/or fractures to fingers, hands, face, and eyes. Anyone who owns the now recalled pressure washers are being told to stop using them right away. A free repair kit is available, which includes a replacement capacitor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Online age checks on the rise in the U.S. and elsewhere, asking people for IDs or face scans to prove they're over 18 or 21 or even 13. Two proponents, they're a tool to keep children away from adult websites and other material that might harm them. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.